Bushu nen din away magani dug. Beshiko benesia que indigo, mang and do day. Ga usis qua jime cog and dunjaba, ga mis qua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming nindishin a cause. Hello, my relatives. My Ojibwe name that the universe knows me by is One Thunderbird Woman. I'm with the Loon Clan. I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And I am also living in the beautiful east end of Gamiskwa Wako Kog, the place where red cedar is plentiful. Anyway, it's no longer plentiful, and it's now called the City of Cass Lake, Minnesota. I welcome you to History of Leech Lake, History of Leech Lake Nation. And just once again, what are the elements of a nation? And, you know, we don't need to say anymore Leech Lake Reservation. You hear people saying more and more Leech Lake Nation. And a nation has its own history, its own land base, its own governance, its own right to govern and self-determination, and it also has its own language and culture. So I am talking about the Debajaman, telling stories, our stories of Leech Lake, our band's newspaper. And in 1987, in the December issue, there were news about veterans. They, over the years, we had come to know and respect an elder who had passed on. And many of us still remember him in a good way. Leroy Benjamin Fairbanks, his Ojibwe name was Makuntz. And Makuntz means a little bear. When he died on Monday, March 11th, 2013, at Sanford Bemidji Medical Center, he was 87 years old. And oh, he was a kind man. He was born July 30th, 1925, in Cass Lake. He was the son of Samuel and Isabel Standing Johnson Fairbanks. He was raised and educated in Cass Lake. He proudly served our country for 25 and one half years in the U.S. Navy. And Leroy Fairbanks, he participated in three wars, World War II, the Korean conflict, and Vietnam. He was honorably discharged and settled in Minneapolis. Later on, he moved home to Leech Lake. He spent 30 years with his life partner, Mary Anderson. They married in 2003. I remember him living with Mary up on Tower Hill, the highest point on the Leech Lake Nation, Tower Hill between Cass Lake and Walker. In the December issue of Debajaman in 1987, it said that Leroy, who served 25 and a half years in the U.S. Navy and participated in three wars, he talked about what is done when an eagle feather falls to the ground. Leroy said, "When an eagle feather falls to the ground, the dancer must stop dancing and stay by the eagle feather, that miigwan, until it's picked up. Sometimes a warrior," Leroy said, "will kneel but or stand by the feather. When one of Leroy's feathers fell to the ground, Leroy stopped and stood by it. He asked four veterans, all friends of his, to pick it up for him. The veterans danced before picking up the feather. Leroy said that it's customary to gift the warriors who pick up the feather. In this instance, the elder said that he didn't have any gifts to give, so he gave the eagle feather away. He also said that he paid the drum for the song that they sang in the picking up that of that mikasi, miigwan, that eagle feather. I remember Leroy, the old man, the elder, dancing at the powwows as a traditional dancer. And I remember what a kind man he was. His grandson is now District 3 representative for Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. His grandson's name is Leroy Staples Fairbanks III. And Leroy III was elected as a Leech Lake Tribal Council's District 3 representative in June of 2012. District 3 is the largest of the Leech Lake Band's three districts. District 3 includes the communities of Cass Lake, Onigam, Oak Point, Buck Lake, Mission, and Cass River, also known as Pennington. Leroy Staples Fairbanks III is also a certified alcohol and drug counselor, and he is our current District 3 rep for Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. So in the 1987 December issue of Debajaman, it profiled a veteran whose name is Mark Evans. Mark Evans is a member of the Evans-Humphrey families of Leech Lake. In the November 1987, at that Veterans Powwow on Leech Lake, the Evans-Humphrey families had a giveaway to honor their veterans. One of them was Mark, a 23-year-old Army medic who was honorably discharged on October 31st, 1987, as he was honorably discharged. The article said that Mark's military service awards and medals included the Army Airborne Wings, the 82nd Airborne Skydiving Badge, Expert Rifle Badge, and a coin awarded for achievements in a Panama jungle stint. Mark had 48 jumps before he was injured in July 1987. And here, because of his injury, he was in a body cast for several months to correct and heal two broken vertebrae. Mark was a member of the Green Beret Special Forces. He was also a graduate of El Dorado High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. In Nevada, he had attended 2 years at the University of Las Vegas before he enlisted in the Army. After his honorable discharge on October 31st, 1987, Mark had made plans to come home to the reservation and attend Bemidji Gamog State University, BSU, Bemidji State University. Mark's parents are Dolly and Dwight Evans. His proud parents said that Mark had carried on a family tradition of military service. In 1987, his family members, who were honored at that powwow, who had served in the military, included his father, Dwight. Dwight was a corporal in the Marines and also an Air Force sergeant. Another family member was Frank Humphrey, who was a sergeant first class in Korea. There was also Wilbur Humphrey, who was in the Vietnam and in the Army, and he was also served in Korea. Then there was Lawrence Humphrey, who was in the Army during World War II. And of course, Wallace Humphrey. Many of us know him, well-known and respected elder on Leech Lake Nation, who is fluent in our language, who runs the Sugar Bush camps and is just very well known in our ways. Wallace Humphrey was a Specialist 4 in the Army. And Ted Bogda, he was a first lieutenant, an officer in the Marines during the Vietnam conflict. And so that is some of the news about some veterans in the December 1987 issue of Debajaman. And then the next show, I'm going to talk about Bernard Rock, a well-decorated veteran. Miigwech, Bisandawiyek. Miigwech, all of you for listening to me. Meet you.